following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Metropolis, it's now 5 after the hour of 6 a.m. in the big monster city.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit, let's go! We're burning daylight!
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
You're listening to DW60 on Sorcerer Radio.
Well, happy Friday, everybody. It's DW60 Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. I'm Jeff. That's Nicole. How you doing?
I am good. I am back. You did it last week without me. I missed it so much. Came back. And, I mean, this music, it's just something about it gets me jazzed up in the morning.
Well, it is Friday.
It is.
So it should get you a little bit motivated just to get the day done, so you can get to the weekend.
It's been a long week, honestly. Oh,
yeah.
It's been a long one.
Long week, yeah.
We have plans this weekend, but we're not going out of town. We just have, you know, some stuff to do. So just a normal weekend for us. Well, I say normal weekend. We're going to get fancy tonight.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. We're going to a gala for a friend of ours. So we'll share some pictures and stuff, I'm sure. But we'll be in our formal best, which I don't think either of us have really been in formal attire since our wedding.
Yeah, that's true. So,
it'll be interesting. But I am excited. I'm getting dolled up a little bit.
Well, ladies love to dress up.
Yeah, you know.
Love to dress up.
You know.
Guys, you know, we're kind of, you know, we want to be comfortable. We want to lay around. We want to take it easy. And then ladies are like, hey, let's get dressed up. We're like, all right. Okay. Sure. All right.
I know that earlier this week I was like, hey, you know, the thing's on Friday. And you're like, this Friday? I was like, this Friday? Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, I thought it was in April, you know. No, it's Friday.
Yeah. This one.
Yeah. So yeah, you were gone last weekend.
I was. I went to Nashville. It was the first time I've been in the great state of Tennessee. My first time to Nashville. I really enjoyed it. I was like texting you the whole weekend, like, I love this. I can't wait to come back. I really think we should come back here. Like, I'm having a really great time. And I was just, I really surprised myself at how much I liked it. I was there visiting. We were there for like a girls' weekend, and we just got to spend some time with like my friends.
Mm-hmm.
We did those permanent bracelets. I don't know if you guys have seen those, or like permanent jewelry. So instead of there being a clasp on the jewelry,
mm-hmm.
they basically weld it together.
Yeah.
So it's I got an anklet. Two of my friends got bracelets, and then two of the other girls got necklaces.
Okay.
And they are soldered on.
It's there.
And, you know, she had different colored chains. She had like silver, gold, rose gold. And I got one of the colored chains that has a bunch of different bright colors.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's bright. And my friends were like, yeah, that's Nicole.
That explains your personality.
Yeah.
100%.
They're like, yep, that's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like color. I like bright. I'm not a neutral girly. I did one actually recently. I don't know if you've heard about this, or it was popular probably more back in like the 80s and 90s to get your colors done. You ever heard of that?
To get your colors done.
Yeah.
What colors?
There were people that would come and do kind of like a Tupperware party or a Mary Kay party.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But they would come and do a color analysis, and they would tell you kind of based on your features and your skin tone and your undertones, what season you are and what colors work best for you. Like what colors you should wear, what colors you should stay away from, you know, what's going to wash you out, what's going to enhance your features. And so we did that too. And so I got my color palette, and to no one's shock and surprise, it's a lot of colors. And I'm also the only season that gets black, which is nice.
Mm. Interesting.
And everyone can wear black, but it's in my season. So that was fun too. We went down to Nashville and we did Broadway. We ate some really delicious food. And then we went to an NSC game, the Nashville Soccer Club. And that was so much fun. I really, really enjoyed it. I love sporting events. And it was amazing. I had a great time. It's only my second professional soccer game I've been to. I went to a Sounders game up in Seattle, but this was a lot of fun. I'm not usually a soccer person. Like, I wouldn't sit down and watch it on TV, but I had a lot of fun at the game.
Yeah.
And I just kept telling you, like, I can't wait to come back with you. Like, I really enjoyed it here.
Yeah.
And so it was a really fun trip, but I was excited to come home. Missed you and missed the dogs and yeah.
So yeah, Nashville, the home of country music. Any line dancing going on?
No. Did go, however, to the brand new, it had been open for not quite a week when I was there, the brand new Friends in Low Places bar.
Mm.
Because I am a huge, huge Garth Brooks fan.
Yeah.
I've seen him live, seen him and Trisha live. And I was so upset because they were there. Garth and Trisha were at the bar the very next day.
Oh, no.
They were there.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
So, dang it.
Just missed them.
It had just opened the weekend before. And then we were there on Saturday and Garth and Trisha were there on Sunday. And I was like, gosh darn it.
Did you happen to pass by the Bluebird Cafe?
No, the Bluebird, I don't think we did. We were on just like a small stretch of Broadway.
Mm.
I'm trying to remember who all's bars and restaurants I saw. I sent a bunch of pictures. Let me try and go back. I saw Alan Jackson's bar.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Jason Aldean's and Dierks Bentley, all those places. And then we walked by the Ryman Theater, which was really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of the places I want to go to.
It was cool. Maren Morris was performing. Maren Morris? No. Casey Musgraves, I think, was performing there that night.
No kidding.
I want to say
she was just on Stern the other day, as a matter of fact.
Because she has a new album, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly.
So she was performing there that night. And they had a really cool life-size bronze statue of Loretta Lynn outside, which was really cool.
Oh,
too.
No kidding. Wow. Yeah. That's something.
She was petite lady.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
And then there was a huge...
Boy, could she sing.
Yeah. There was a huge bronze statue of Garth Brooks that I got a picture with. I really wanted to go in the bar to get merchandise. Like, if there was a place that I was going to get merch, it was going to be the Friends in Low Places bar.
Yeah.
And there was just nothing that struck my fancy. And I was really upset about it. There was like one hat that was like hot pink, but I didn't like the styles of it. I don't know. So I was bummed not to get any merch, but I did go to the Garth Brooks bar and that was a lot of fun.
I know that Nashville is usually always just, you know, busy, something happening or anything else, but you went during a very unique time with all the different things happening in Nashville while you were there.
Gosh, yes. So the SEC basketball tournament was there.
Right.
The Nashville Rock and Roll Marathon was that morning. It was spring break. It was St. Patrick's Day weekend. The Garth Brooks Bar had just opened and there was something else. I can't remember, but it was... Oh, and the Casey Musgraves concert. Like, it was incredibly busy, and the Nashville Soccer Club game. So there was a lot of people on Broadway, but it still didn't feel like, I think because I'm just used to big cities, you know, I'm used to I don't know, crowded places like that. It really didn't bother me at all, but I also didn't have to drive. So,
well, there's a plus.
Yeah. So I think it maybe would have bothered me more if I had to drive in it.
Any good food or drinks that you had while you were there?
Trying to think. At the stadium, I had one of the like local places at the stadium called Daddy Dogs. And it was hot dogs. And mine had, I'm trying to remember everything that was on it. It was like bacon, pickles, jalapenos, cheese, like all kinds of stuff. And cream cheese, that was what it was, on the hot dog. And that was really, really good. We went and ate at a food hall right off Broadway. And there was just anything you could imagine was in this food hall. They had, you know, Nashville hot chicken. They had bao buns. They had sushi. They had burgers. They had Philly cheesesteaks.
I'm gaining 5 pounds already.
It was anything you want.
Yeah.
And I went to the bao bun restaurant. I didn't love it. But
okay. All right.
I ate the filling out of the middle. It was really good. The filling part was good.
Okay. All right.
But everyone else had, you know, someone had chicken, someone had burger, someone had sushi, like, and everyone else really liked their stuff. So, it was cool just to have one place where you could go and get like anything that your heart desires.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and we did some shopping. The Ariat store is there. Nike is there, you know, all these places. So it was cool. I really enjoyed it and I really want to go back with you. So hopefully we'll go back soon.
The nachos looked really good at the game from the picture that I saw. I was like, wow, those look very filling, you know, and a big portion too.
I think a couple of us got hot dogs. Some people got nachos. Some people got ice creams. Some people got chicken. And we went to a group, went with a group to the game and it was, we like tailgated a little bit before. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
You also saw some, pretty colorful people out there outside of the stadium, you know, tailgating a little bit before the match and everything else.
I sent you a picture and I think I posted it on my page as well that someone had a like WWE belt.
Yeah.
But with their like tailgating group information on it. And I walked by and I was like, really like your belt. And he's like, here, take a picture with it. So, and it was legit. It was heavy and it looked like it was legit.
It
was the real deal. And it was the fan group. That's all the veterans. So it was just funny that,
That's great.
Something that stuck out to me happened to be, you know, something that's related to us. So.
And was that a helmet I saw on your head too?
It was, he put the helmet on me, which I was not too keen on. But I'm glad I was wearing a hat.
Yeah.
If I wasn't wearing a hat, I would have felt,
you don't know who else has had that hat on.
Yeah, it would have felt a little icky. So I was glad I had a hat on under that. But it was so much fun. We drove, the drive from here is about 7 hours. So shorter than going to Walt Disney World. But it was nice. I mean, we like on the day we left, we got up, went and had breakfast and then headed home. And, you know, we were home by dinner. So it really wasn't bad at all. But yeah, I can't wait to go back.
Pretty good. Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. And it was nice. It was nice to do something aside from Disney for once.
Mm, yeah, of course. Let me see. What did I do?
What did you do?
I think the most talking I did was during the show last week.
Yeah, you do that when you're home by yourself.
And after that, I may have said 20 words.
And it was when I called.
Yeah. And that was it. That was literally at the dogs and I just kind of chilled out. Miley had kind of a rough weekend, so I was tending to her a whole bunch. But, you know, I gamed a little bit with some of my friends, and that required a little bit of talking too, you know. But, I mean, other than that, it was just super quiet in the house, and that was it. That's all I did. I didn't do anything else. I really didn't go anywhere either. After I picked up Miley from the groomer, my vehicle sat there until work on Monday morning, and I didn't move, so...
Well, I know. Yeah. And you like that, though. Like
I
that,
do. Yeah.
That is like recharging for you.
Isn't that pathetic? Isn't that just horrible?
No. Everyone
it's like,
has
oh,
their
I'm
things.
So awkward. It's just, it's so bad.
Well,
it's
when we
so
go
bad.
To that thing tonight, you're going to have to like really turn it on.
Oh, see, well, I've already told her is like, you know, I don't know anybody there and I'm just going to be sitting over there at the table, you know, and. That's going to be it.
In your suit jacket.
Yeah. You know, it's just, I'm pathetic. Oh gosh, it's horrible.
I think you'll have a ton of fun.
It's horrible. Well, I'm there for two reasons. One, because you wanted me to come. Mm-hmm. Two, because your friend really wants us to be there.
Our friend.
Yeah. Well, he's mainly, I mean, you know him. I barely know him, but he's like, I really want you guys to be there for this event and everything. And so you're like, okay, well, I guess we're going. So.
I think he's getting an award.
You think that's what it is? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Well, good.
Yeah. So we're there. Going to go support our friend tonight and get dressed up. I did see it was supposed to rain.
Yes, it is supposed to rain today. So whatever you're going to do, make sure it sticks and waterproof.
Yeah.
Everything else. You know. Yep. So. Okay. So we do have some Disney news that we need to get to for the show today. A lot of different things happening during this past week, especially on Thursday and Wednesday, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and get started.
We can start over at Typhoon Lagoon. Disney shared last week that H2O Glow After Hours is going to be returning this summer. It's going to be on 18 select evenings from May 25th through August 31st. 31st, and tickets are on sale today. So if you're traveling to Walt Disney World between May 25th and August 31st, and you're interested in attending H2O Glow After Hours, you can purchase your tickets now. The festivities include complimentary ice cream, popcorn and soda, complimentary towel rental, surprise character appearances, and exclusive glow-themed food and beverage items. Wet popcorn at a water park just feels weird to me.
The thing is, popcorn doesn't mix well with water.
Right.
It doesn't make it crunchy anymore.
Right.
So keep it away from the water.
So use your complimentary towel rental.
Yeah.
And dry your hands off.
Yes.
Before you eat your complimentary popcorn.
There's nothing better than buttery, salty popcorn fingers.
Yeah.
Kind of like Dorito fingers.
Yeah, Cheeto fingers.
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, popcorn's also, especially Disney popcorn. I mean, my gosh. Mm-hmm. We couldn't even leave the last time we were there without getting some before going to the airport.
I know.
Like, do you want popcorn? Yes, I do want popcorn. Yes, please.
I know you guys know, the popcorn cart, when you're leaving the Magic Kingdom, The cart right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the one that got us.
And I even said to myself, I was disappointed in myself that I did not go and customize my popcorn there in the Magic Kingdom before we left.
Oh.
You know.
Well, speaking of
get
that.
Get with the M&Ms and the fudge and, you know, all that other stuff. Yeah.
Speaking of that custom popcorn, there is a new one available through the end of the month over in the Magic Kingdom. It's the spring popcorn. It's caramel popcorn with springtime M&M milk chocolate candies, mini marshmallows, and crushed vanilla cookies drizzled with yellow-colored chocolate coating and white chocolate. There's a springtime offering of that custom popcorn. And you know what? You know what not doing the custom popcorn means?
What's that? It
means we gotta go back.
That's right.
It means we have to go back. I actually had someone reach out to me this weekend. They said, how much were your flights again? I said, they were $55. And she was like, I think we're gonna do it. She said that they're local to us, and she said that one of her friends owns a brewery and his beer is on tap at Flower and Garden. So they're going to do what we did and go down for the day and get to see his beer featured at the festival. I was like, well, that's really fun. Let me know if you need a personal tour guide.
You'd do it.
I will personally help you drink beer at Epcot. You can call me Tour Guide Barbie. So that popcorn along with a springtime apple, a springtime Rice Krispie tree, and a springtime chocolate-covered Oreo and marshmallows. Those are all available in the Magic Kingdom through the end of March. We're going to move over to Disney's Hollywood Studios, where Disney announced yesterday a ton of summertime news that we're going to dive into here. This first one in Hollywood Studios is that Joy herself is going to be meeting and greeting over in Pixar Plaza. Beginning June 10th, she's going to start greeting guests just in time for Inside Out 2, which premieres in theaters June 14th. Disney also announced that this summer over in Animal Kingdom, you can celebrate the 30th anniversary of The Lion King. 30 years of The Lion King?
Doesn't make me feel old at all.
My cousin and I, we talk about this often. We wore out The Lion King VHS when we were younger from watching it over and over and over again. So it was a staple in our house. So in Disney's Animal Kingdom this summer from June 10th to September 6th, you can celebrate the 30th anniversary of The Lion King with a new merch line. There's going to be some special sweets and eats and treats, including the return of the Pumbaa popcorn bucket. And over at Rafiki's Planet Watch, Rafiki and Timon will be meeting and greeting for the first time since the parks reopened after the pandemic. So if you're interested in meeting Rafiki and Timon, you can check the Disney Parks by Disney Experience app for times. And while you're over in Rafiki's Planet Watch, you can also do the animation experience, which will feature characters from The Lion King during this celebration. We haven't done that since it's been over there.
No, we haven't.
We haven't really spent a lot of time in Animal Kingdom, to be fair. But it'd be a good time. I feel like we should keep doing our day, like one-day trips, but we should do like one park. I think doing two parks was a little much on this last trip. we agreed that we'd do one park the next time.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I mean, the difficult part was just the transportation portion of it. And yeah. It just kind of killing time doing that. Mm-hmm. I think our choices were still good, yeah. You know, as far as going to Magic Kingdom Epcot. But one park would be fine with me. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Fine. Just really like maximize.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
National Geographic is going to premiere a brand new documentary called Epcot Becoming Inside the Transformation on April 29th on National Geographic. They said that Epcot Becoming showcases the reimagining of Epcot for a new generation. Watch as Walt Disney World Resort teams rise to the challenge of bringing the constantly evolving park into the future, from creating an innovative new coaster to exploring the wonder of water and culminating with the debut of the next legacy in nighttime spectaculars, Luminous, the Symphony of Us. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of what we already know exists, right? But hopefully we'll get to see some behind the scenes. It sounds like if you were a fan of the Imagineering story or the series on Disney Plus about Animal Kingdom, then this might be right up your alley. They did say that it's going to premiere on Nat Geo on April 29th, but there's no date for streaming yet. So it's April 29th at 10:09 Central on National Geographic. Are you ready for a brand new nighttime spectacular? But what if I told you that it's not in a Disney park? What do you think? Are you excited? Are you ready?
Just lay it on me.
Disney Dreams That Soar is going to take the skies at Disney Springs this summer. It's going to be a summertime experience that will be a new late night perk for visitors at Disney Springs. They say You Can Fly takes on a whole new meaning as we showcase Disney stories celebrating the joy of flight with state-of-the-art drones choreographed to create designs in the sky and paired with a soaring musical score. After spending a day delighting in shopping, discovering fun activities, and savoring diverse flavors at Disney Springs, you can turn your eyes to the skies above the west side with a show among the stars. He said that Disney Dreams That Soar will run nightly from May 24th through September 2nd.
Drone show.
Yes. Hmm. Drone show.
I was kind of what I remember back in, what was it, 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah. 2016. For like the shortest amount of time. It was only maybe a couple of days.
Was it Christmas themed?
It was Christmas themed. Mm-hmm. That they were doing drones, you know, over the area. I can't remember which area it was, but, you know, people had taken pictures and video and everything else. Yeah. And honestly, a lot of us thought that, oh my gosh, Disney's about to do a show over Cinderella Castle with drones. And that's kind of what we were all, you know, expecting to happen, and it never did. And then just recently, a drone show popped up over Disneyland Paris.
Right. And it's amazing.
Yeah. I've heard wonderful things about this. And so I was like, well, gosh, you know, that was supposed to be us, wasn't it? Or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe just a test run and everything mm-hmm. else. But what a great way to really draw people to Disney Springs and out of the parks mm-hmm. to be able to experience something like this. I would have rather had a nighttime parade.
I was, yeah.
gonna be honest with you. But a lot of people do take a day out of their vacation in order to do some shopping, have some food, and different things that you can enjoy while you're at Disney Springs, and they can cap off the evening with a brand new show and drones and everything else. So I think it's a great idea.
I'm glad that they're making Disney Springs, they're you know, working towards making Disney Springs a full day
type of deal. Oh, it is. Yeah. Yeah. No doubt about it.
There's so much to do. And see and explore and now enjoy. You know, they do this during the holidays when they do the snope at night. And
yeah,
I'm really glad to see them Disney, Disney Springs is getting a little attention from the Walt Disney Company. I would love to see a drone show above the train station if they're going to do it Magic Kingdom, because then you could enjoy it from outside the Magic Kingdom. Right, think about, like, you know, the fireworks go off, and then as you're walking out of the park down back down Main Street, they have a drone show above the train station as you're leaving. And, you know, you'd also be able to see it from the resorts around Seven Seas Lagoon. You'd be able to see it from the monorail as you go by. You know, you could see it probably from the TTC. I think that would be really cool. But I'll be interested to see this.
Yeah, I, that's an interesting spot to put it. I would love for so many out there to be able to experience what Disney Springs was before it, what it is today. Because I got to experience Disney Village.
Pleasure Island.
No, this is prior to Pleasure Island. Disney Village, the original, when they first built it, was literally almost just a store and a few other small places to eat. I mean, there was no West Side. There was no Pleasure Island.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. And to see it go from Disney Village to what was it called next after that? Downtown Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It became that. And now Disney Springs. This just caps off what Disney has really, really done with this area and utilized the space that they've had. And the great thing about it is that a lot of places just keep popping up out of nowhere. Brand new places for you to go to. A lot of stores there and a lot of restaurants are staples there and have been there for years. But all the time, it seems like something brand new is being worked on and something new is opening up. Kind of like how they're doing demo at the old NBA Experience building.
Right, like what's it going to be?
What's coming there? Mm-hmm. What are we going to get to enjoy? A lot of people seem to think it's a DVC area that they're going to be putting together. You had mentioned that before.
Yeah, they opened like a temporary one.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think about this until somebody reached out to me. I have some clients that are traveling the end of this summer for a bachelorette party. They're doing one day in the parks, and then they're doing, I think, 2 days, you know, outside of the parks. And one of the days they were going to do dinner at Disney Springs. Yeah. And when I posted about this on the show page yesterday, she was like, oh my gosh, you know, I definitely want to make this a part of our trip.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me, I said, yes, when your dining opens, let's book y'all something at the time that the show is outside. You know, paddlefish on the rooftop,
sure,
or the boathouse out there on the dock, somewhere that you'll be able to see the show while you eat dinner. Like, that's awesome.
Here's the only thing that really concerns me with doing this show at Disney Springs, because there are a lot of areas as you walk through Disney Springs that are very tight.
Yeah, bottlenecks.
And it can get very congested very quickly. And when you have people literally stopping in some, for instance, a good example is the Lego store.
Yeah.
The walkway around the Lego store, by the Lego store, right by the lake itself, is very small. And so you wanting to get somewhere, I've seen this show, I don't need to see it again, but we need to get over here for reservations for whatever. We need to get to this store before it closes or a sale's going on. It's going to get really congested really fast, and you may not be able, you may have to divert around buildings just to get to where you're going. So that's one of the only downsides I see about doing this at Disney Springs, I think.
It does, especially if you think about during the summer.
We're at spring break, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So it's going to be May 24th to September 2nd. So it sounds like just about Memorial Day through Labor Day.
The summer. It'll be interesting to see if Disney tries to rope off certain areas for viewing of this show. That way traffic can continue to flow throughout all the areas. We'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, that is interesting. Yeah. And what my client asked me about today was dining packages. I was like, Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know that there'll be dining packages, but it wouldn't shock me. Would not shock me if they did. So we TBD, you know, if they do come out, we will be sure to let you know. You'll find it here. Find the information here. I have two more, but one's a doozy. We're going to start over in Epcot. The final walls will be coming down in Epcot June 10th. So Disney World announced that Communicore Hall, Communicore Plaza, and Mickey and Friends Meet and Greet will be opening June 10th over in Epcot. So Communicore Hall is going to be home to the iconic Epcot festivals and other celebrations. And they have described the venue as an exhibit space. So it will transform, you know, with different festivals as they open throughout the year. Communicore Plaza is an outdoor entertainment venue. And when they've released the concept art in the past, they showed like a band playing and stuff like that. But they also shared that opening June 10th with Communicore Plaza is going to be a new Encanto sing-along show that's going to run from June 10th through September 6th multiple times a day. They are going to feature Mirabelle and Bruno, and you'll be able to sing along with them throughout the day over on the brand new Communicore Plaza stage. And then finally, the Mickey and Friends Meet and Greet is going to open on June 10th with this area as well. And Disney hasn't shared much about the inside. You know, they told us they're going to have a mural. We've seen kind of concept art of the outside of it. That seems to be that Spaceship Earth-inspired geodesic multicolored side of the building, if you've seen it recently. But so this new space, the walls are coming down June the 10th. And finally, you'll be able to walk through Epcot sans walls for the first time in years and years and years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even sure how can I can react to that, yeah. To not walk through that area and not see, you know, construction walls. I mean, it was really something to walk through the area that they have finished so far, mm-hmm. which I never did comment on it the last time we talked about this on the show. It is nice.
It is
nice. It's very open. I will say that. Mm-hmm. I do still miss the fountain. There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
And so many others do at the same time.
There's no reason there couldn't have been a fountain there.
Yeah, there really
is. None.
But, this is a long time coming. Gee whiz. The amount of work that Disney has done to complete this gives me hope that... What day are they opening, the walls coming down?
June the 10th.
June the 10th. Okay. So I'm just going to throw this into reality now. Mm-hmm. I fully expect on June the 11th, mm-hmm. you better be starting construction on something else. The blue sky things that you have talked about for so long, on June the 11th, I want it to start. So do something. And I may have something that may have to do with that a little bit later on. Mm. I might, since I say that. Yeah.
I looked. June the 10th is a Monday.
Is a Monday?
Very random.
So Imagineers should be hard at work on the afternoon of June the 10th after opening and everything and saying, okay, we're doing this. So that's my hope.
I looked to see if we could do like one of our one-day trips that weekend after. Yeah, no, it's $275 a person.
Oh, for the same flight.
Far cry from the $55.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow, okay. So,
we will enjoy it in the fall, I'm sure.
I'm okay with that. I'm all right.
We typically avoid the parks from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Kind of on purpose, kind of not. Like, the summer is just busy, but it's hot. It's like really hot.
Yeah, it is hot.
And it's really hot here, and it's very hot in Florida. So we just have found that we don't visit the parks as frequently during the summer. But, you know, you can go over the summer on a Disney cruise, because Disney Cruise Line has announced their summer 2025 itineraries. They are now available to book as of today. For summer 2025, you will find the Disney Fantasy in Europe, the Disney Wonder heading back to Alaska, and the Disney Wish, Disney Magic, and Disney Treasure calling Port Canaveral home, while the Disney Dream is down in Fort Lauderdale. So the Disney Wish will do 3- and 4-night sailings to Nassau and Castaway Key. The Disney Magic will do 4- and 5-night sailings to the Bahamas, stopping at both Lookout Cay. Sorry, I don't know Cay or Key. I think it's, you can say either one, right? Lookout Cay.
I mean, yeah, there's some people say Cay, some people say Key.
Because I feel like I say Castaway Key, but I say Coco Cay.
Yeah, it's there's that gray area.
Yeah. I'm going to say Cay. Lookout Cay and Castaway Cay. And one special 10-night South Caribbean sailing in July, which will take guests to both Lookout Cay and Castaway Cay. Also, Antigua, St. Kitts, San Juan, and Tortola, British Virgin Islands. The Disney Treasure is going to be in its inaugural season, doing 7-night sailings to both Eastern and Western Caribbean itineraries, including Castaway Cay. And then in Fort Lauderdale, the Dream will have 3-, 4-, and 5-night sailings to one or both of the private islands. So if you're interested in summer 2025 itineraries, they are available now. I would suggest booking as soon as you are interested, because it gives you the best availability. And Disney is really great about, if the price drops or if offers come out for your sailing, you can always go in and apply them later. So this really gives you the best opportunity to get the best pricing by booking as soon as you're ready. And if that is not enough new Disney Cruise Line for you, Disney shared this last week the name and the theme of the third ship in the Wish class, the Disney Destiny. The sister ship to the Disney Wish and the Disney Treasure will have a first of its kind heroes and villains theme. I think a lot of people are going to be really happy about villains finally getting their due. Even though it's not in the parks, but it is on the Disney Cruise Line. They say that they will be drawing on the legacies of beloved Disney stories, characters, and theme park attractions. The Disney Cruise Line and Walt Disney Imagineering teams were inspired by the dynamic duality of every great Disney story when developing this new ship, where opposing forces of light and dark, sounds like Star Wars to me, drive characters to rise to their purpose. On board, guests will encounter heroes and villains alike, including those from beloved Walt Disney animation stories like The Lion King, Hercules, and 101 Dalmatians. They'll have different spaces, experiences, and entertainment throughout their voyages featuring these beloved characters. This is going to be delivered in 2025, so I think we'll get more information as we get closer, probably, you know, later in the year. Think about, we got Disney Treasure information last year, and it starts sailing at the end of this year. So I'm hoping we'll see more information about the Disney Destiny soon. But it reached a construction milestone this week with the keel coin being laid. So hopefully we'll learn more about the ship in the coming months. I really want to do a Disney cruise, but I really think we're looking at like 2026 at this point. So.
Well, maybe so.
Maybe so. But that, I mean, I said that's all I got, but that was a lot of Disney news. I had 2 weeks of news to catch up on, and there was just some really awesome stuff announced. Yesterday was especially busy, and I was also very busy, and I text my friend Kim, and I was like, yo, Disney, like, chill out for a second.
I got a job to do for crying out loud. Come on.
I'm busy.
Yeah,
jeez. But it was just news after news after news, which is so fun and so exciting, but like, I just, days like that really make me wish that like my sole job was Disney focused. Maybe it will be someday, but I'm like trying to work on people's mortgages and Disney's iPhones like, bing, bing, bing. I'm like, oh, my
God. I think you'll get there eventually.
I feel like that's my goal. So
yeah,
working towards it.
All right. More news coming up a little bit later right here on DW60.
Listening to DW60.
Welcome back. It's DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio, SRSounds.com. Jeff Nicole back with you once again.
Hello!
Covered a lot of news in this first part of the show.
Oh, yeah. And don't you worry, because we have more. But wait, there's more.
Now, mine isn't as interesting as Nicole's. I'm just going to tell you now.
I mean, that's a meg to differ.
Unless you're a Star Wars fan.
Hey, which we are.
Oh. I am a very big Star Wars fan. Because just around the corner is May the 4th.
Ooh.
Of course, that is the unofficial holiday, which, in my opinion, should be a federal holiday, so everybody gets a day off.
You know what? That and the day after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It just makes sense to me for the day. But I got that coming up, and also some Animal Kingdom news.
I do like that.
That you might find interesting, because I mentioned Blue Sky during the first part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And this might have something to do with it. I don't know, but it's exciting to think about, because with them, you know, finally being done with Epcot, they can now focus on all these other things that they've been, quote, thinking about doing throughout the Disney parks and stuff like that. So, so some things to cover here. All right, let's jump right into it. So, Star Wars fans, you know who you are.
Yes.
They all do, right?
This is the way.
They do.
You've summoned us.
So on May the 4th, 2024, also known as Star Wars Day, you're going to be, you don't have to be at the Disney parks for this. This is the great thing about
Ooh,
this.
Ooh, that's the best part.
Yeah. You can celebrate the Skywalker saga with a marathon of all 9 Star Wars films in theaters. That's a lot of movie. Okay. My gosh. This is what was said. Lucasfilm announced that in celebration of the 25th anniversary of Star Wars, The Phantom Menace, fans will have the chance to experience the entire Skywalker saga in theaters this May the 4th, also known as Star Wars Day. This includes all 9 episodic films in chronological order. That is The Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and The Rise of Skywalker.
So are they, is this them on a record saying this is the way to watch the movies?
That is a very deep debate.
It is, but this is how they're showing them.
This is how, yeah, I mean, and that is the chronological order. I want to emphasize that chronological part, because I had an interesting conversation the other day at work.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with a brand new trailer that just came out the other day.
Oh yeah.
There was a brand new trailer for the Star Wars series called The Acolyte.
Right.
It's coming to Disney Plus very, very soon, here in the next 2 months, 3 months, something like that. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the date exactly. And the conversation came up with us as to, he is a very George Lucas's God type of person. Okay. And he's like, you know, well, you know, ever, I hope this series is good, because, you know, ever since Disney took over, it just hasn't been the same. They've kind of been ruining Star Wars and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, hold on a second.
Whoa.
And I kind of had to give him my thinking on this, because I said to him, I said, what Disney has done is tell the story of Star Wars in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
Not the George Lucas way. We've had that already.
Right.
We've had it through 6 films. Disney is doing what they're doing in a brand new way, new directors, new writers, because what they're targeting is the next generation of Star Wars fans. And those fans, a majority of them, love these last few films. Love these new series, because it's fresh and it's brand new to them. They're not watching storytelling from the 1970s and 80s and a little bit of the 90s. How George Lucas looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
New, fresh ideas. That is Disney's target. That's my opinion. I'm not saying that's what Disney is doing, but that is my opinion. I said, so you kind of have to be, especially Star Wars fans around my age, You have to be a child of both worlds. You love and adore the original films. At first, you really didn't like The Phantom Menace, Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith. Then you learned to love them. Everybody really didn't like Hayden Christensen at first. No, he's no good. He doesn't play a very good Anakin.
Oh, I know.
Don't like him. Don't like him. Now, people go nuts over him.
Did you see Rosario Dawson talking about him?
Yes.
Recently?
Yeah.
About his lightsaber skills.
Yeah. And I'm trying to be
so sorry.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought completely. Until anyway, so yeah, you really just really have to be a child of both worlds of Star Wars here, the old generation and the new generation of fans. And so, when I explained that to him, he said, "Yeah, it kind of makes sense. I kind of get it." Because the person I was talking to, he is a big George Lucas fan. Mm-hmm. And I said, what George Lucas did is absolutely amazing. Look what he created. But that creation still lives on through new storytelling, new ideas, new types of writing, new types of technology to tell the story, all these different things. And that's why all these brand new fans have shown up and they're going crazy over this stuff. So, like I said, you've got this opportunity to watch all of these films in chronological order. Is Disney wanting you to do it that way? Yes, because that is the story. OG fans would be like, well, no, you've got to watch A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi first. Then you watch it. That's the OG way. Disney says, just start at the beginning and go to the end. That's what they want you to do. Okay? What's that?
I was gonna say, isn't it all like George Lucas created the universe?
Yeah,
Star Wars universe.
Of course,
it's all George Lucas.
It is in some way, and it's also not at the same time. It's kind of hard to understand and comprehend a little bit sometimes.
I am a newer fan in relation.
You are. Yes.
I feel like I've been a Star Wars fan for almost 10 years, but. That's just nothing compared to, like, OGs.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So altogether, you want to check out these movies, you want to watch them all. It's about 20 and a half hours worth of movie time. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Especially for me.
And if you want to be a hardcore fan, you got to throw in between, let's see, in between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope, mm-hmm. You got to throw in Solo,
mm-hmm.
And then the other one that was right,
Rogue One.
Thank you. See? The tip of my tongue.
See,
there's that new fan right there.
Fan.
There's the new fan. throw those in there in between what you're already going to watch in theaters, or.
But wait, there's more.
Or do it my way and just watch it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Because you think about this, look at how much you're going to be paying to watch all 9 films in the theaters. I get the fact that it is the theater. There is nothing like a theater experience when it comes to Star Wars. I'm sorry, it is amazing. Absolutely amazing, especially the way they look nowadays and the sound that they use and the comfy chairs and everything else. But if you want to save yourself some money and you're a Disney Plus subscriber, go ahead and just watch it on Disney Plus. Do it that way. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
You watch them every year on May the 4th.
I do. I always watch a Star Wars film. Maybe a couple.
Yeah.
You know, make it a point to do that. But also during this going on in theaters, there's going to be an exclusive look, and I mentioned this earlier, with The Acolyte during the Phantom Menace screening, mm-hmm. which is about a month before the series premiere over on Disney Plus. So that's going to be in the month of June. And you're also, if you go to the theaters, attendees are going to receive a special limited edition poster. Now, those can, you save something like that, and you keep it in pristine condition. That might be worth something someday. Never know.
Might be worth something someday.
But if you want to do the Skywalker Saga Marathon in theaters, tickets go on sale today. Today. And that starts at 12 p.m. Eastern time. So, what is it, about $15? To watch a movie these days?
At least.
Yeah, about $15. So you add that up and see how much you're going to pay. Hmm. Oof. That's a long time, though.
Whew.
Good thing they're comfy chairs. You may nap a little bit. I don't know. I probably would.
I
got those recliners in there and stuff.
I definitely would.
But I would have to get the refillable popcorn and the refillable drink.
Mm-hmm. All day long.
And don't tell me when I go up to the concession stand, well, sir, you this is your fifth one.
And?
But I'm here all day. And I've paid for the movies. And okay.
And?
And? Now, it might be a reduced price for the marathon in total. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to pay. Well, maybe you do have to pay for an individual movie if you just want to see the individual.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that there's a package put together at theaters if you want to see all of the films.
A
and
deal.
You're
going to
be there. Yeah, pretty much. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty nice. May the 4th, always fun. There's more. Okay.
Oh, wait,
StarWars.com shared a first look at some of the new merchandise that's going to be coming to the Disney store and also the Disney parks for the May the 4th, which includes a Darth Maul-inspired merch honoring the 25th anniversary of The Phantom Menace. Now, check out this brand new lightsaber that you can get. Darth Maul's lightsaber. This is a special edition lightsaber. Here's a reason why. It's the double hilt, features sound effects and illuminates with the blades, which are, of course, sold separately. Why they don't come with the blades, I'll never understand.
We'll never get it.
Yeah. It is presented to you in a wooden box with lighting effects as well.
Oh, gosh.
The box also plays a segment of Duel of the Fates. Probably when you open it. It's limited edition, 7,000. 7,000 of these things.
Oh, I thought you were saying $7,000.
No, not 7,000. No. No. It better be something that was used on the movie set before I buy it for $7,000.
I was like, why aren't you like shocked about this?
Yeah, I know. It's going to be available on the DisneyStore.com website and also Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resorts on May the 4th. That is when this happened. Something like this is going to go fast, yeah, with only being 7,000, I think.
For sure.
But it looks fantastic. The lighting that we have just going around the box and then the lightsaber itself. Ooh. Everybody loves that lightsaber. It's just
really cool.
It is very, very, very cool. I do really, really like it. Also, with the Star Wars Day collection is going to be some retro-inspired apparel that's going to be coming out, a baseball cap, and also a stainless steel water bottle. Jeff, don't buy the water bottle. Stay away from the water bottle, okay? You don't need it.
It's pretty good.
It'll be also available for purchase on the Disney Store website on April the 4th and Walt Disney World Resort and Disneyland Resort on May the 4th. So, time to get it is coming up if you want to be able to get it on the Disney Store website. So check that out. Also, even more, a Darth Maul Focus Collection is also going to be available with tees, hoodies, lightsaber collectibles, and a limited edition items as well that you can get. It'll be on the Disney website, Disney Store, and Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort on May the 4th. Also, I'm not done. No. Disney's going all out this year.
Right?
It's crazy. There's a brand new salvaged Stormtrooper helmet bucket. Popcorn bucket. That's going to be available at Disneyland and Disney's Hollywood Studios in honor of May the 4th this year. This thing looks really good.
It looks cool.
It looks very cool. I'm not one for popcorn buckets. You know me. But this one is very cool. I'm wondering if this little section right here flaps down to hold your popcorn in.
I think so.
Which I'm hoping, simply because I would want to display this somewhere. I don't want to display it upside down.
Right. My question was, is there something on the other side that's flat that you could have it sit that way?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think.
Because, yeah, that's something I would want to display.
This looks like, to me, it looks like a First Order helmet. Yeah, I think it's a First Order helmet. White in color, of course. It's got some brown scratch marks on it, like it's been in the sand, like Tatooine or something like that. Some blue accents as well. There's a dark lid on the very top or the bottom, however you want to look at it. In other words, you got your popcorn on the inside. I think I would want to go with a buffalo sauce flavored popcorn for this. Ooh. Because that's what it looks like is in there.
It does.
It does look like it's a buffalo flavor.
It kind of looks like maybe Kat Saka's kettle corn.
Over at Epcot?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Now I want some.
No, no, Katsaka's from the market at Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Batu. Mm.
But yeah, this is a great piece. I'm sure there's only going to be so many. It's available to purchase at Disneyland Resort locations on May the 4th while supplies last. If you're going to be there on May the 4th and you want to help me out, you can. Throw it out there. It will be served with either popcorn, french fries, or Galma garlic puffs, depending on your location.
There you go.
That's what they're going to have. It's also going to be for purchase at select locations throughout Disney's Hollywood Studios in May as well. Disneyland Resort is going to celebrate Star Wars throughout the summer with Season of the Force. A whole summer.
A whole summer. Well, you know what they're also doing? Pixar Fest.
We mentioned this already. This is Star Wars time. This is Star Wars time. And I want to know, why can't we have Season of the Force at Disney's Hollywood Studios?
They're even getting Star Wars fireworks.
Okay. Why can't we have Pixar Fest at Walt Disney World?
Agreed. Agreed.
Okay. Why is Disneyland getting the cool stuff?
When I tell you that real tears have come left on. My eyes about Pixar Fest.
Like, come on. This is...
Real tears of excitement.
Mm.
Bub, they're gonna project aliens on the castle.
I know it. I know. But a whole summer of Season of the Force. And Walt Disney World gets... Get this on May the 4th or you're just out of luck.
And that, you know what? And those are the things that create the 3-hour lines for a popcorn bucket that people are going to spend their whole day in.
Yeah, that's true.
And no, one, nobody wants to spend their day in line for a popcorn bucket. And two, the people that are there on vacation, that like interrupts their day and their experience too.
Yeah, it does.
You know?
It does. So there's a lot of different merch that you can get this year for May the 4th. And then you've got movies that you can watch for 20 and a half hours. Or just watch one or two at home. It's entirely up to you.
20 and a half.
Yeah. But if you're a Star Wars fan, of course, May the 4th is a big day. And I hope that you get to enjoy it in whatever way that you want to. Whether it be watching The Bad Batch on Disney Plus. Or, you know, maybe you just want to play some Star Wars music while you're driving to work that day or you know, wherever you may be going. Whatever way you're going to do it, I hope that you have a great May the 4th.
We usually make Ronto wraps.
We have done that in the past. Mm-hmm. We have, yeah. And they've been good. They've been good. So I'll watch a couple of movies, as I normally do, and have a nice Star Wars day. I don't have anything, you know, to wear to work for Star Wars day.
I'm going to get you a Star Wars polo.
A Star Wars polo. Okay, I could do that. I don't think they'd mind.
No.
Not that I care if they mind or not. It's like, it's Star Wars Day. Come on.
You know what? I actually don't care.
You like it or not. But yeah, a Star Wars polo would be nice. That'd be something cool. All right, let's move away from Star Wars. I'm sorry. And I mentioned this last week on the show while you were not here. You know, folks, she didn't even listen to the show last week.
I did not.
She was on the road and didn't even listen to the show.
I admit.
Shame.
For shame.
Shame. Oh. But I wanted to get your opinion on this.
Okay.
So Bloomberg came out with an article. And the Disney Board of Directors currently has 4 Disney executives in mind to succeed Bob Iger. 4 people in the running are the co-chairman of Disney Entertainment, Dana Walden, chairman of Disney Parks Experiences and Products, Josh D'Amaro, co-chairman of Disney Entertainment, Alan Bergman, and then chairman of ESPN and sports content, Jimmy Pitaro. So, out of those 4 names, and what's happening with these individuals is each one of them are spending some quality time with Bob Iger just to learn the different aspects of the different areas and departments from what they're not used to being an everyday part of the Disney company, right, which is so important.
Yes.
When you're a CEO.
It makes you a well-rounded leader.
Exactly. You've got to know all about these different things. So out of these 4 individuals, who seems like a really good candidate to you?
What's interesting about each of them, I really don't know them other than Josh.
That's what I said.
But yeah. I would be interested in their prior roles and see which of them has had the most well-rounded career, maybe, and, you know, different aspects. Because I feel like whoever is chosen, maybe not even on purpose, but will have a tendency to focus on the future of the company from the lens of the part that they came from.
Right, right.
So, you know, selfishly, I would like to see Disney Parks be the focus, right? But, you know, the company, there's many facets. So I don't know if I have like a front runner personally, but I think I would have to do a little more research. Sorry, you can hear the dog click clacking behind me. And just see maybe like whose background is the most well-rounded, which would hopefully mean that they would be, you know, kind of the best fit for the role. I mean, I don't know. Bob Iger didn't have the most well-rounded background. You know, he came from TV. So, I don't know. I might have to do some homework and come back to this next week.
The only reason I think I lean a little bit towards Josh tomorrow is because, and I said this during the show last week, he is a very, very good people person.
He really is, yeah.
If the man were to ever go into politics and run to become governor of California, I think he'd win because he's that good of a people person. And I don't know how many times that we have seen in the past, you know, that we've seen him and pictures of him in the parks and somebody will say hello and he will stop and he will talk to you.
I want to do it. I want him to talk to me.
And being the type of company that Disney is, Disney needs somebody that listens to the people. Mm-hmm. We are your cash flow. Right. We are your revenue.
Especially us legacy Disney fans.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, we make or break you. Bob Chapek knows all about that. We make or break you. Mm-hmm. And Josh is that type of person to where I think he would take into consideration more than these other individuals what the people want. Not that the co-chairman of Disney Entertainment wouldn't. Not that the chairman of ESPN and sports content wouldn't, but Josh to me is just more of a people person.
Right.
So I don't know, but as like you said, I don't know a lot about the other people.
Maybe that's our homework.
You know, that's the thing. Disney also did say that they may appoint a chief operating officer or president before the end of Iger's tenure as part of the transition. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. And that, I mean, whether that's the same person or not, you know, would that help the transition?
Like, yeah. It's possible. But they came out and did say that a new CEO is not going to be chosen by the end of this year.
Okay, so hold your horses.
Yeah.
Gird your loins.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, but we've got a whole nother year to think about it and see what they do, so.
Lots of homework to be had.
Yes, of course. Plenty of time.
Well, and now the spotlight's going to be on those four guys.
Yeah, it is. It really will. Yeah, no doubt about it. Also news this past week, the new inductees to the Disney Legends have been named and are going to be honored at the D23 Ultimate Fan Event. It's the D23 Expo. August the 11th, 2024, this year. The Legends are Colleen Atwood, Costume Design, Angela Bassett, Film and Television. This was really fun to see. I really enjoyed this one. Martha Blanding from Parks and Resorts.
Love it.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
We love our parks people.
Yes. Very well deserved. James L. Brooks from television. James Cameron. You know that name. Avatar, Titanic, things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knows him? Jamie Lee Curtis from Halloween. So many other films. Miley Cyrus This was a big surprise. But then, of course, she is Hannah Montana.
She is.
Steve Ditko from publishing. Here's one long time coming. I don't know why this hasn't happened before now. Harrison Ford. It's about time.
Right.
It's about time. Mark Hine, or Hen, from animation. Good to see that. Frank Oz, know that name from film and television. This one I kind of went, okay. Kelly Ripa. Okay. Another one, long time coming. Joe Rohde, finally, from Imagineering. John Williams, finally. What has taken so long? Another one. Great, great, great selections. And it's going to be hosted by Ryan Seacrest. Here's why I don't have a problem with this being hosted by Ryan Seacrest. The last time we did the Disney Legends ceremony, I believe it was done by Bob Chapek, I think. Yeah. And Bob Chapek just looked extremely unhappy standing up there. He just did not have any emotion about anything that he talked about. He just kind of sat there and just read off the script, and they did their little presentations and everything else. It wasn't that great. The Legends were fantastic, and hearing what they had to say, it was wonderful. But having Ryan Seacrest host this thing, it's going to be a lot better this time around. Am I surprised that Ryan Seacrest is doing this? No. The man's got his fingers in everything. He's supposed to be the next host of Wheel of Fortune because, you know, Patch Sajak is going to be retiring. And Ryan Seacrest was the first one to say, yeah, I'll do this. Yeah, 100%. Wheel of Fortune, one of the greatest game shows of all time. It's been going on for years. Hosted by Ryan Seacrest. Yeah. But this is really a great lineup when it comes to the Disney Legends. I'm just loving everything about this. And really excited to hear what they have to say. Especially, and I think the ones that stand out the most to me is definitely going to be Harrison Ford, Joe Rohde, and John Williams. I'm very interested to hear what they have to say, especially Joe Rohde, being someone who has left the Disney company but had such a footprint, such an impact on everything that he did for the Disney parks. You can look at so much of the Animal Kingdom there, and his footprint is right there. So much of what you see in the Animal Kingdom is Joe Rohde. So much of what you see for Lucasfilm is Harrison Ford. So much of what you see from James Cameron is right there in the Animal Kingdom. So I think those are the three that four. I forgot to mention John Williams, how excited I am about that. His footprint on Disney is unbelievable. So I think those four individuals are the ones I'm most looking forward to. What do you think?
So when I saw Martha Blanding, her name was so familiar to me, and so I pulled up a Disney Parks blog article from 2021 where Disneyland Resort was honoring cast members who have been there for 50 years or more, and she was on the list. So just, you know, you have these people that have made films and movies and TV shows and are in Disney media, where this is a cast member. This is a someone who's in the parks, meeting with guests every day. So Martha Blanding started in May of 1971, and she was a Disneyland park tour guide. And at the end of 2021, when this article was put on Disney Parks blog, she was the senior manager of Disneyland Resort merchandise for special events. So she was one of the first Black women in recent history to be a full-time VIP tour guide, as well as the first Black female buyer and the first Black female manager. She has hosted celebrities including Rock Hudson, Cary Grant, Diana Ross, Elton John, Magic Johnson, the Jonas Brothers, and Julie Andrews.
That is crazy.
And she co-founded Pulse, which Disney calls a BERG, or if you're in a large corporation, you may have heard of BERG, which are business employee resource groups. And she co-founded Pulse, which is the business employee resource group for Black cast members and employees. So she has left her mark on her more than 50 years of tenure at Disneyland. And I just love that they're honoring her as a Disney legend. And I'd love for her to have a window on Main Street someday. I think that would be a really nice tribute to her, since so much of her legacy is in the parks.
In her own way, what a talent.
Yes.
You know, that just blows my mind. Why have we not had this before?
She said, she said, "It's not like going to work. I enjoy everything about what I do, the good and the bad. I just choose to always smile and laugh through it."
Yeah.
Be like Martha.
And I mentioned when you stepped out of the room, how better I felt about the Disney Legend ceremony this year, simply because Ryan Seacrest is hosting it. And how just miserable Bob Chapek looked last time when he was doing it. So I think it's going to be a really good ceremony. I mean, I said it before while you were out. Ryan Seacrest, he's got his hands in everything.
He was the one who started Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Executive producer.
He was, yeah.
Genius.
Mm. Yeah, that's why they are what they are today. Because of that. But yeah, I'm very excited for Joe Rohde, John Williams, and Harrison Ford. Such influential people. Especially Joe Rohde. he just did amazing. I'm kind of 50-50 on Miley Cyrus. I realize that she was, Hannah Montana. But like so many other Disney stars out there, after they leave the company, so much changes, and they're somewhat the renegades of being a Disney cat. You know,
they're excited about Miley Cyrus too.
Yeah, she just kind of went rogue after she left Disney.
I feel like she's coming back.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Her image changed. She changed, but then now she's kind of leveled out, and. She's doing some great things.
Yeah.
She's always done some great things, hands down.
Not that you're saying this, but, I think what they're honoring is her time with Disney.
Yeah. Oh, right? Most definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
And the impact no doubt about she had, that. So.
But, great lineup of Disney Legends for this time around. This is really, really good. Going to be a good time.
It is. And the new ticketing packages for D23 this year, depending on the day and the type of ticket you purchase, some of them now are going to guarantee seating in the day's big expo hall. So if you go on the day of Disney Legends, you'll have a seat for Disney Legends. If you go on the TV and movies panel, you'll have a seat for that. And if you go on the day of the parks panel, you'll have guaranteed seating for that panel as part of your ticket.
Yep.
And the cost of the ticket correlates to kind of where your seat is within the big panels. Like that will now be held at the Honda Center. So,
all right, finally, last thing for me. Those in the house who may have some junior golfers, an aspiring young one who wants to be Arnold Palmer or Tiger Woods.
It's me.
Listen up, this is for you. Walt Disney World Golf is once again hosting the PGA Junior League Golf for 2024. The PGA Junior League Golf Program is designed to provide a fun, social, and inclusive opportunity for boys and girls ages 7 to 15 of all skill levels to learn and enjoy the game of golf. Each league team consists of 8 to 12 players, and a PGA or LPGA professional serves as the captain for each team. For the Walt Disney World Golf Team, the captain will be Michael Schlager, its PGA Director of Instruction, and joining him will be a selection of assistant golf professionals as well. There's typically between 4 and 7 teams that form a local league in a common geographic area, like Lake Buena Vista, for example. Mm-hmm. Participating players wear numbered uniforms and play a 2-person scramble format over 9 holes. Matches between teams are scored based upon wins, ties, and losses in 3-hole segments called flags. More details on the league format and structure are available on the page of the PGA Junior League website. The practice schedule for this season will take place on either Tuesdays or Thursdays, 5 to 6 p.m. from April 9th to June the 6th, 2024. Now, the match scheduled for this season is going to take place on Fridays with practice warm-up at the range starting at 4:30 and a 5:15 shotgun start. Registration includes green fees for all matches, all practice sessions and coaching, a league hat, two golf shorts, a drawstring carry bag, and you get a bag tag for your bag as well for your golf clubs. Walt Disney World Golf can also provide golf clubs if your junior golfer does not have any yet and is interested to start learning how to play golf. Registration for the league is now open until April the 20th, 2024, on the page of the PGA Junior Golf League website. So that's very exciting for some young, inspired golfers to maybe become part of the PGA or the LPGA or LIV Tour or whatever it may be. Whatever they do, you know, who knows? Very exciting. I hope my kid wants to play golf one day.
I'm sure.
It'd be nice.
It is. I want to.
Some bonding.
I've thought about wanting to play, but also, like, that's like your thing. Let you have your thing.
What do you mean by my thing?
That's something that you're interested in. That's like interest. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I lied. There is one more thing.
Oh, okay. You know what? The news never stops.
It never stops. And this is what I had mentioned earlier about the possibility of something happening. So, so there's a brand new permit that has been revealed that work is going to begin on a project that possibly has something to do with Disney's Animal Kingdom. The permit application was filed with the South Florida Water Management District for four Walt Disney Imagineering trailers and one additional contract trailer along with, get this, 363 parking spaces.
Oh, Lord.
Now, the permit outlines a road that leads from the trailer area I just mentioned directly to Dinoland USA at the Animal Kingdom. Okay. Here it is. So the idea, the blue sky thing that has come up, that that Disney is going to replace the dinosaur attraction and pretty much all of Dinoland USA. First of all, there's going to be, what they say, an Indiana Jones attraction, and then also a Tropical Americas Land.
Okay.
Featuring new experiences themed to Encanto. Which we kind of thought it was going to be something else. What is the name of that Disney movie?
Moana?
No, not Moana. No. The one with the rabbit. What's the name of it? She was a cop. She was
Zootopia.
Zootopia, thank you. That's it. That's what we thought it was going to be. But there's some are saying it's Encanto. Who knows? But this area is too close to Disney's Animal Kingdom and Dinoland USA to not have something to do with it, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. And that's why I said, with them being done with this area of Epcot, completely and totally finished, mm-hmm, now is the time to start focusing immediately on these blue sky ideas.
On to the next one. To the next one.
So with you putting in permits like this, and we're talking 363 parking spaces, four Imagineering trailers, and then a contracting trailer as well, something's happening. Something's going on. If that's what it has to do with, nothing confirms that. Nothing confirms it whatsoever. We don't know. But that's what it's pointing to.
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
Yeah, it just happens. So that's kind of exciting. But I'm not gonna really get my hopes up until dirt starts moving around.
I
hear wrecking balls.
Finally get more information at D23, allegedly. TBD. I mean, do you think this means we're actually going to get an announcement?
You know how I feel about that. I'm not going to make any predictions because I don't want to be let down.
I did hear that the announcements at D23 are supposed to be really gaming heavy.
Well, I do know that there are a few Star Wars games in development. Mm-hmm. This new collaboration between Disney and Epic Games is a big one. Is really big.
Right.
And it could be that, you know, at the D23 Expo as to where a lot of this information may be released, I think.
I wonder if they're going to have like a, where you can test it out, play it at the at D23.
It's possible because in the press release, it did say soonish.
Soonish. Love the season of soonish.
Yeah. Whatever that means. I have no idea. I don't know.
The month and season of soonish.
Yeah. So if it were to be game heavy, would not surprise me. But that, of course, has nothing to do with the Disney Parks panel and everything else. I think that's a separate panel that's going to go on. We have to have something. Disney has to announce something at this for the parks.
I think so, too. I think
and I'm sorry. I have seen articles posted about a possible expansion of Disneyland in California. I have seen that. I don't know how much truth there is to it, but it's there. And I forget how many billions of dollars that is set aside right now for all these different things. Yeah, we talked about this a couple of months ago. How much money Disney has set aside for all this, these different things. Wasn't right. it in the billions?
Yeah, and then they said or how trillion? Much is actually for the parks.
Yeah.
Because they said parks, resorts, and experiences, which could be DVC, which could be
a Disney lot of Cruise different Line. Things. Yeah.
yeah.
So, but now is the time for Disney to finally just come out and say, here's what we're doing and back it up. So we'll see. We'll just have to wait and see.
That's all we can do at this point.
Yeah. Just hurry up and wait. That's the thing.
Love
I've
it.
I've been going by hurry up and wait since 1994. And I know all about that. So. All right, that is what's happening at the Walt Disney World Resort.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Oh, goodness, take a breath. Oh.
That was quite the news.
Lots and lots and lots of news. Lots of things to talk about. My goodness.
Yeah, my goodness is right.
Did everybody soak that in? You know, do you have something to talk about for the next week or so? I sure hope so.
I know. I mean, we went over to Epcot. We had a little bit of Hollywood Studios news. We talked a ton about Animal Kingdom. We got drones in Disney Springs, brand new Disney Cruise Line itineraries and ships and popcorn. Oh, my. There's a lot this week.
Well, if they want to talk about it with us, here's how you do it.
You can find us on Facebook, the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. We post about all the latest news as it comes out during the week, and you can share the posts on your page with your friends and family to share all about the latest Disney news. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at DW60 Press Row. As the show airs live every Friday morning on Sorcerer Radio, we are chatting with you, the listeners, over in the DW60 Discord page on the Sorcerer Radio Discord server. And you can send us an email if you want to talk to us about something we talked about today, or you saw news and we didn't see it and you want to make sure that we saw it, please send it to us, dw60@srsounds.com. Or if it's easier to text us, you can do that too, 408-909-DW60. That's 408-909-3960.
It's a lot of information to process, so if you didn't catch all of it, catch the replay of the show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, if you want to check that out a little bit later on today. Diz His is going to be hitting the airwaves at 1 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you check out that show and all the great programming that we have over at srsounds.com and on the Sorcerer Radio app. So until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com, and we hope that you have
hot dog day.
Take care, everybody.